Christy. Get the clock tick-tock. At 7 past the hour, you're listening to the Good Day Weekend program. And Phil Lippert, the supermarket guru, is around. He is here.
In the house.
In the house. Elvis,
in the house.
But Elvis has left the building while Phil has come into the building and is happy to help you out with all kinds of information about what's going on in your supermarket. And I wonder if we ought to first talk about who owns the supermarkets. There was a concern here in New England this past week because the old Star Market chain, which was purchased by a company called Shaw's or whoever it is that controls Shaw's, and now they're in trouble and they're going to be sold apparently. You'll know more about that. But also, I don't overuse the word apparently, but you never know because there are now a lot of foreign investors who are here in the supermarket business. I guess that's been the case. Albertsons is owned by the same outfit. So, Phil, would you please, as the expert in this area, maybe spend as much time as you feel necessary to explain, because we're all affected by this. We've got Ralph's and Vaughn's and Albertsons and Publix and Star Market and Major. I mean, there's all these companies. How many of them are just one? Like Macy's bought up all of the regional department stores, and now it's Macy's. Are we going to someday see just, it's like the airline, the supermarket, the car manufacturer, that kind of stuff. Is that where this is headed?
I hope not. But if we look around the world, in other countries, that's the way it's evolved. Mm-hmm. When we look at Shaw's and Star Market, they are owned by Super Value. Super Value's, their stock is really way down because it was announced probably about 2 weeks ago that they're going to break up the company and it's for sale.
Yeah.
The whole company.
Yeah.
The reason is that Super Value was a terrific wholesaler. Fabulous wholesaler. They then started buying supermarkets, thinking about a vertical integration. And frankly, being a wholesaler and a retailer are two very different things. So they own Jewel, for example. They own Albertsons.
Is that Jewel T?
No. Jewel T, it's really Jewel Osco out of Chicago. They own them. Then if you take a look at, and that's all U.S. owned. Then if you take a look at Ahold, which is Dutch owned, they own Stop and Shop. They own Giant. They own a lot of stores on the East Coast. Then you take a look at A&P, which is A&P and Food Emporium and so on. That's a German company that owns all of that. Then if you look at Trader Joe's and Aldi, that's another German company.
Really?
And then Tesco, which is a British company, owns Fresh and Easy. So, you know, but keep in mind,
any American companies left?
Yeah, that Walmart is the biggest, you know, food retailer here and worldwide.
What a shame.
And they're U.S.-based.
Yeah, okay. Right.
So it's very... it's very cumbersome to try to figure out who owns who and who owns what. But Kroger and Safeway, you know, who are among the largest right after Walmart, they're U.S.-based as well.
So what does that mean to the average person listening to this program right now who wants to know where she or he can go, what grocery store you go to that is properly run, does a good job at picking the produce, cares about its customers. And this is big business. This is a cash business. That's why all these people from everywhere are in here. And they must realize, if they're successful, that they have to keep the customer satisfied. So if somebody said to you, one of our listeners right now says, okay, Phil, I want to know where you go to buy your fruit and veggie. What supermarket chain do you like the best? Which one serves me, its customer, the best?
It depends on where you are in the country. Now, for me in Santa Monica, when I'm there, I'll shop at, you know, six or seven different locations. Farmers market for produce,
right.
Little health food store that's, you know, right around the corner from us,
yeah.
As well as Whole Foods, as well as Albertsons, and certainly Trader Joe's. So all of those. Now, when I'm in New York, where I am today, a whole different ballgame. Here on the Upper West Side of Manhattan, we've got a lot lot of different type of stores to choose from. So it's a combination of Fairway, which is an independent grocer that now has about six stores, and Food Emporium, which is owned by A&P, as well as the little corner bodegas.
A&P still exists? Wait a minute. A&P still exists?
Yeah, absolutely.
The Great Atlantic and Pacific Tea Company.
Yes.
From when we were kids, there was an A&P. Yep. That's what I thought all grocery stores were. When I grew up, it was the A&P. That's where everybody went to buy groceries. And on that site today is a Whole Foods store.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, you know, A&P's success and their failure, their success was having smaller stores, probably 10 to 15,000 square foot, and, you know, having them all over the place. At one point, and I'll probably get the number wrong, but they were up to, you know, about 7,000 stores throughout the U.S.
Wow.
Then what happens is they change ownership. And they start closing stores and they start, you know, building bigger stores.
Right.
And the funny thing is, if you take a look now, you know, and that happened about 40 years ago, now everything's going back to the old A&P model, smaller stores, more neighborhood stores. So it's kind of funny, and I feel bad for the people at A&P, but not so bad, because one of their downfalls also is you walked in and you smelled two things. You smelled the aroma of coffee because they used to grind the coffee.
Right. That's what I remember as a kid.
Yep.
That's bringing back some memories. Right. That's what I remember as a kid, walking into the store with my mother and smelling the place smell like coffee. Maybe
and
that's
what else did it smell like? Do you remember?
It smelled, there was nothing fresh about the smell, I will tell you that.
Correct. It was actually, you could always find the meat department in an A&P.
Yeah.
Because it was always like dried blood.
And sawdust on the floor.
Exactly.
I remember that. The bag, the meat guy. My God. I remember the guy, meat guy's name was Bruce. This is 60 years old, this memory.
Yep.
Bruce, the meat guy. And sawdust on the floor. They had the old style, those refrigerator, you know, what do they call them? Not the compartments, it's a display unit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you look at them today.
Like coffin cases.
Yeah.
Called, yep.
Really? They call. That's charming.
Well, where else would you put dead meat? You know? Really? Come on, Doug.
I guess that makes great sense. Yeah.
You know, here's the point, that these memories, these food memories that you have from a kid going into A&P, stay with us for the rest of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that coffee, the meat case, and so on, which is why food is so powerful, which is why food, you know, is this universal language that goes across generations. And when we're kids and our moms and our dads buy certain brands, that's also one of the reasons that we stick with those brands. Now, all that's changing, that we're going into millennials that who are much more concerned about where our food comes from and so on, but they're going to have a different set of food memories than you and I have. Very powerful.
Yeah. It is powerful stuff, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. It's all powerful. Very, very powerful stuff. Phil Leppert, the supermarket guru, is my friend and pal and buddy and the coefficient here. He certainly knows a heck of a lot more about all this stuff. I just become a facilitator. The idea of understanding for example, new lines of foods. Some of them, I heard something this week. Now, let me see if I can put a correlative parenthetical box in my mind to isolate what it was that I heard about a supermarket chain that has come into the area. They sell stuff. I think you and I touched on this, too. But it became more underscored this week because maybe I was paying attention because we mentioned it last week. A company that only sells its own brands, sells them at about 20% less than you can find the same stuff at any other store, and the quality is good. Did we start that conversation last week here?
I'm not sure if we did, but are you talking about Aldi?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Aldi, it's very interesting. They also own Trader Joe's.
Right.
So, you know, Trader Joe's has been in the U.S. and has been owned by them for probably about 25 years.
It is enormous. Originally, it was established by a couple of Southern Californians, if I remember correctly. And they only went to 25 stores.
Sold out for nothing.
Yeah.
Sold out for
nothing. Yeah.
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 Now, Aldi is terrific. Aldi is one of those unique retailers. And again, throughout all of Europe, you'll see Aldi's.
Yeah.
Smaller format stores. Fabulous store brands, and again, to your point, selling 20-30% less, and it is estimated by some experts, not necessarily Aldi, because it's privately held and they don't disclose anything, same as Trader Joe's, but basically people are saying that within the next 5 years, there'll be 10,000 Aldis across the country.
They're going to change them from Trader Joe's to Aldi's?
No. They're still going to operate both.
They're opening
up new stores, new Aldi's. Constantly.
So what is that then? The big stores with all, man, this is, you just hit the nail on the head here when it comes to our preferences. I'd much prefer going into Trader Joe's. I was so happy being a part-time Southern Californian when I first discovered Trader Joe's. I thought, wow. Well, it was wonderful the first time you walk in and you see the quality. Even somebody like me, I mean, I know what's good and what isn't good. I think that price is an indicator and never have, of, no matter what the product, of some being good or bad. But just the way you felt when you went into a Trader Joe's, there's something about that family that figured that out. And then looking at it's a smaller selection, but you get right to it and you get out. I cannot stand shopping. And you got to wander around the bigger stores looking for stuff, and you invariably bump into somebody, and it's a pain in the butt. But these Trader Joe's, so if Aldi is the same, I can't imagine that they won't do well. Trader Joe's has all of its own stuff. Do they sell anything in Trader Joe's that isn't its own brand?
Yes, they do. About 60% of what's at Trader Joe's is under the Trader Joe's label, especially practically all their frozen foods are.
Yeah.
But, you know, the other thing that's outstanding about Trader Joe's and about Aldi is you walk in there and the employees want to be there.
Yeah.
Unlike walking into a Walmart or a traditional store where you've got part-time employees who can't wait to leave and get to another job.
Yeah.
These people enjoy working there.
Yeah, yeah, you can see that. What a difference. Isn't it amazing? So it's the business. You don't know it. You don't put two and two together. Phil is putting two and two together for you. So you get four. You understand why you like your experience in a place like Trader Joe's, and they're not a sponsor. This is just practical information based on Phil's years and years of studying this stuff and being the foremost expert when it comes to this sort of thing in the country. And so I would think you'd be, when you look at the changes that you have noted over the years, say, I remember them when.
Absolutely. And, you know, the good news is that the challenge for supermarkets today is really to understand consumers a lot better than they do.
Yeah.
And some supermarkets, you know, again, like Trader Joe's and Aldi, they get it. Publix, they get it. There's other chains, you know, Wegmans that get it. And then there's other stores. The report just came out this week in the Wall Street Journal that showed that more and more people are not shopping at supermarkets, they're going to dollar stores, they're going to these kinds of stores and so on. Well, it's because that traditional supermarket doesn't get it. They just don't understand.
Too big. Phil Leppard, the supermarket guru on Good Day Weekend. I'm Doug Steffen.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99, and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over 7 $700, plus get a free Canadine Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Down to Kingston Market, come we go down, come we go down, down to Kingston Market.
I could sing that too. Yeah, that's one thing we have never done, Phil, together. We've never sung together.
I don't think we should, but not talking about food, but last night, I'm sure you're going to be jealous of that, went to Lincoln Center to a tribute for Curtis Mayfield, who lived 70 years old yesterday. You know, died in this after a horrible accident in Brooklyn where a stage collapsed on him.
Yeah.
But it was just so much fun. It was great. And unlike so many other concerts, you know, rock and roll kind of things where people are, I don't know, they're not into the music, they're doing all kinds of weird things. This was a group that ranged from 25 years old to probably 90 years old that was rocking and rolling and tapping and singing. It was great.
Yeah, that's very enthusiastic. You get really optimistic and you feel good about things when you're around. You go to shows like that. It's something everybody ought to do as often as possible because it does kind of fix your brain a little bit. We're trying to feed your brain. The supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, with me on this program of information aimed at helping you and your family and your friends better prepare yourself better. The better food makes your body better. I have an idea that you're going to be very interested in this new company, a catering company, that is encouraging people, if they don't want it to seem like they cater, but they've cooked it themselves, you can contact this catering company, and the food is delivered with dirty pots and pans.
Oh, this is sick.
Friends will thank you, Chris.
This is sick. Come on.
The story is at DougStephan.com. You ever heard about this?
No.
What a great, this is good news, folks.
No, this is sick. You know, if in fact you can have, you can afford to have your party catered.
Yeah.
You know, something, why hide the fact that somebody else is cooking? Maybe you're just a horrible cook. Maybe you want to be with your friends and your family when you're entertaining them. You know, you should be proud of the fact that you're able to hire a caterer, but delivering it with dirty pots and pans.
Dirty pots and pans, yes.
You probably have to pay extra.
Oh, you do. Oh, yes, absolutely. You got to pay more. Yeah, for an additional fee, the food is delivered, but it's an additional fee for bringing the dirty pots and pans along.
Oh, great. Okay, yeah, I'm going to do this. This is sick. I'm sorry. Look at what the country has evolved to. That we have to hire a caterer to bring dirty pots and pans.
That's it.
fool our friends in thinking that we made it. You know something? I'm going to have a party, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to microwave healthy choice dinners for everybody.
There you go.
And I'll leave the plastic containers out so that they can see that that's what I did.
Right. Exactly. We'll get a Swanson TV, a case of Swanson TV dinners.
Yeah, we'll have a warehouse party. Club. Yeah. That's what we'll do.
Hey, I think that makes great sense.
Yeah, we'll buy those.
Yeah.
We'll be set.
Supermarket guru Phil Lempert. Tell us about, you blogged about in-store cameras, and we were talking about in-store promotions and how this works, and I think that it seemed to me a couple of weeks ago we got into, and I'm not sure that we ever really were as upfront about this. This is a marketing tool. It's not to, or is it to watch people that they're stealing stuff, or both?
No. It's not about stealing. It's not about security at all. It's about being able to track eye movement. So when someone goes up to a shelf, they can track your eye movement to see what colors, for example, what shapes you're attracted to the most, how long it might take you to choose one product over another product. And we did a quick poll on this with our Supermarket Guru consumer panel. And here's what disturbs me about it. Most of the people, and I forgot the exact numbers, but I'm going to say like 75 or 80%, thought that this practice was, you know, really not good. They felt invaded on it. They felt that this was, you know, it had to be disclosed. It's not being disclosed now. Has to be disclosed to them. Some people would even change the supermarket that they
really?
Go to.
Wow.
Yeah, once they based on it. However, the last question that we asked is the one that's telling. About 60% of those people who were horrified at this practice said that if they got a discount, it didn't matter. Give me money, and I'll put up with the invasion of privacy and everything else. That's as sick as the caper stuff, with the dirty...
Food shopping online. I'm talking with Phil about that. Phil Lempert is the supermarket guru, and he's here with us on Good Day Weekend at 28 past the hour.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to getbetterforfree.com. That's getbetterforfree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, 33 after the hour now on the Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen. The supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, is the boss man with info here. We're talking about a lot of things that are sort of nut and bolts thing. We get off onto, tangents, because Phil's been doing this for a long time, so nothing's really tangential. He just has the expertise and hit a button every once in a while. And as I heard that story, which we were pursuing earlier in the hour, about supermarket chains getting too big and selling out. It's not different. There are a lot of companies that just get too big. Doesn't make any difference what their business is, Phil. They just get too big, too cumbersome. They lose touch with what really makes them what they are. And so they get lost.
Well, but I blame a couple things. Certainly I blame Wall Street for that, where it's, you know, more, more, more. But also, you know, we were raised in this country, and this is probably a good thing. I'm not trying to be anti-American or anything here, but we were raised that whatever you're doing today, tomorrow has to be better. That if you're making $10,000 this year, next year you've got to make $15,000. We're on this constant treadmill versus, again, if you look in Europe or other countries, South America, even Asia, where they're very satisfied to build a business that does something and to just keep it the way it is. Doesn't have to take over the world, doesn't have to constantly do something, but be in tune with your customers. You know, you look at IGA grocery stores around the country, and I think there's now probably maybe 10,000 IGAs that exist. These are independently owned supermarkets, very often now second, third, sometimes even fourth generation, yeah, that are very happy only one store.
Yeah, and they're little stores, and they often look the old sign. It looks like old time,
yep,
kind of, when you go into them, and yet they're cool. It's more often than not, at least when I go into them, they're Italians. Have you noticed that?
No. I mean, I think it depends on what part of the country.
Maybe. Yeah.
Right. You know, it's like Dunkin' Donuts in the Boston area. It's all right. Portuguese.
Right.
On the Dunkin' Donuts. So I think it's pockets, because I've been to the IGA convention and I see, you know, all kinds of ethnic groups. But there's a family that works the store, that makes a really good living, that is happy with having a store, knowing their customers, keeping it clean, you know, getting new products in, taking old products. but they're not there saying, okay, I want to have 100 stores, and then getting a bit carried away, to your point.
Yeah. Oh, well, I think that is what happens. Phil Lempert, for decades, an expert analyst on your behavior as a consumer. So going back a bit, let's backpedal to the discussion of how people decide where they want to go to shop for their food. This is a basic, this is more important for most people anyway. This is a routine. This isn't like going to buy clothing or buy a mattress or buy a car. This is something that for sustenance you do every week. Maybe some of you do it like the Europeans do. My daughter, when she went to school in England, got used to buying her food every day, and that's what she does. She goes by a market, mostly where she is out in Eden Park and Silver Lake, some of these little stores out there that you know of, Phil. And she would rather go to those places and buy. She doesn't care anything about price. Mm-hmm. She wants good quality stuff that she and her husband can fix. She would normally get home 6 or 6:30 from teaching. She teaches at UCLA, and so does he. And often they go together in the morning to school, spend the day there, and they come home, and they didn't plan what they're going to eat. I don't think like that, but she'll go and pick out stuff, and if it isn't fresh, she's 5 miles away from it. Doesn't want anything to do with frozen anything. Which I think
is
pretty interesting.
I'm a fan of frozen foods, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I know.
But, you know, exactly the way she is shopping and eating is the right way to do it.
Yeah.
So, so many people, and on average, we go shopping for food 2.2 times a week.
Is that it? Okay.
Yep.
All right. Yeah.
So, you know, so many people are planning the meals for a week, and they're going to the warehouse club and buying, you know, a month of turkeys and stuff like that. They are getting further away from their foods. The way to enjoy food, the way to have good health and good nutrition, is to be attuned with what you're eating, not have mindless eating where you're just shoveling it in, microwaving something.
Yeah. There's no pleasure in that.
Well, but also the way to change it, and I just spent 5 days this past week in Denver at the School Nutrition Association's annual meeting. The way to change this, in my opinion, is in the schools. Yeah. And we're starting to see so many schools really reaching out, not only offering healthy foods to kids, but also where they're having their gardens. I was talking to one person who they actually have chickens. And this is in Avon, Connecticut.
Yeah.
They actually have chickens, and they're growing fruits and also the eggs. And this is a small high school. You know, they're not feeding 1,000 kids.
Yeah, right.
But the eggs that they're serving for lunch or for breakfast are coming from the chickens, and the kids actually go out and they, you know, get the eggs and they bring them in and stuff like that. We've got to get a better connection with our foods. There's no question about it in my mind.
Yeah, no, I think you're 100% right. Understanding what we eat and caring about what we eat has nothing but natural benefits for you and your family. You can always email Phil at supermarketguru.com or me, Doug, at DougStephan.com. And the phone line, 800-510-8255, always available. Here's a lady who just sent me a note. Dear Doug, I bought some melons from my favorite farm market, and they were wonderful. It's sad the Rocky Ford farmers took a big hit because someone over 80 miles away was able to use their name. The farmers have formed the Rocky Ford Growers Association, and the only melons that will be called Rocky Ford melons are the ones grown there. The produce from that area is really good. I freeze enough to last till summer every year. I have my aunt's recipe for watermelon, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm hoping that you can help with Phil get the word out that the melons are safe and remind people to thoroughly wash all produce before using it. Preparing it is important. Think about all the people in the stores that have handled it. You don't know if their hands are clean or what they touched before they touched your produce. I wonder if you felt like you want to have a little word about this, because this is something that is on a lot of people's minds. And people buy produce, and they don't wash it. They don't clean it. They don't pay attention to it. If you're cooking it, it's one thing, but if you're eating it raw, which is its best state, how do you respond to this woman in her email?
Well, there's a couple things. And in fact, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I was actually at a melon tasting in Arizona on another farm where it's the Kiss Me. Is it Kiss Me or Kiss? Kiss Melons. So there's a couple things. To your point, Doug, you've got to wash melons. Very important. Keep in mind that any fruit or vegetable that's on the ground, you know, needs to be washed thoroughly. And the problem with melons is, cantaloupes in particular, is that tough skin. You know, it's got a lot of ridges in there. You've really got to make sure you wash it carefully because once you take the knife and you cut through that outer skin, if there is any bacteria on the outer part of the skin, you're pushing it right through into the flesh of the melon as well.
Right.
When it comes to Rocky Ford, here's the most important thing to remember. That company's out of business.
Yeah.
They filed bankruptcy. There's many lawsuits, and retailers are very concerned. So,
but it wasn't them so much as it was the Growers Association came out of the problem with Jensen Farms.
Right.
Which is the melon grower that created the problem. So they were using that name, apparently, and the packing, the bacteria in the melon came from the packing shed. So now there's a new group and association to replace the old one. And I wonder, from a marketing point of view, if they were smart to use that name.
Absolutely not.
I didn't think so either.
Bail on the name. And again, keep in mind that this grower, you know, the reason that they had a problem is they were not using cantaloupe washers.
Yeah.
What they were using was actually potato washers, and they bought used potato equipment, potato washing equipment. And they had been warned by inspectors a number of times beforehand. You know, what we really need is we need every producer, whether it's a dairy producer, whether it's a beef producer, whether it's fruits and vegetables, to really adhere to very strict food safety policies.
Yeah.
We're going to have more and more contamination. There's question.
And the bigger,
it's dirtier.
But you see, this is one of the problems, and the government has screwed this up almost intentionally, or maybe not almost, because the big growers and the big food, the agribusinesses, the same as with the drug companies, the same with any industry. The people from these industries infiltrate the government for a while to get their agendas in order and convince everybody that what they want to do, which happens to be good for their company, is good for everybody else, which isn't the case. And these big, big, giant agribusinesses, they are the ones that have ruined it for the, and the smaller guys, they're never a problem. There's not any example. I know the milk business. I can't tell you that it's the same for the guy who grows spinach, but I think that in general, you look at this story of the Rocky Ford cantaloupes, and now they have there's a company or a farm called Hirakaka. I think that's it. Hirakateta. So anyway,
Japanese.
Yeah. So their Rocky Ford melons are now in Safeway and Walmart and Whole Foods, and one wonders if, as I just suggested, why they would have kept that. They must have thought that there was some benefit to locating it or locating or identifying this area as being a good area to grow melons.
The problem is that when you establish a brand like Rocky or like Kiss or whatever, it's designed to get a premium price.
Yes.
Unfortunately, in my opinion, unless you're growing melons yourself, most supermarket melons are horrible.
Yeah.
There's no flavor. The crunch is like
them. They travel so far to get to everything's gone by the time the value, the taste, everything's gone. You get them.
Again, I was with the growers of Kiss, and it's a husband and wife, and they have three kids in the business as well, grown kids.
Yeah.
And she was telling me, and I forgot her name, that the problem is that supermarket buyers don't understand melons. So they want a perfect-looking melon. So she actually, reached down and pulled two melons, off the vine. One was gorgeous, and that's their A melon. One didn't look so good. Okay, so, you know, she cut them both. The one that didn't look so good was so much more flavorful than the perfect
one.
But
it's the same thing with an ear of corn or a tomato. Anything you grow out in my garden, if you had a garden, this stuff's not perfect that grows there. These people that go to the store and they see these either a hydrant, what do they call it, hydroponic plants, the tomatoes are perfect, or the wherever you go to get, you think you look at a vine or a tomato plant and everything, they take the ones that look perfect, and that's what they sell you, and the ones that aren't perfect, they feed them to the pigs.
And they eat.
And they eat, exactly. And I'll tell you, from my own garden, which is better this year than it may have ever been, the stuff that's coming out of there, most of the stuff that tastes good, the cucumbers are all crinkled and rumpled up, man, are they good. And squash, so how foolish are we that we're buying food on the way it looks rather than, and that's a whole study I bet that's been done maybe by you, Phil. How do people, do they buy because they know it's going to be good or do they buy because it looks good?
Because it looks good.
Ugh.
That's the problem. We don't understand, and even in the beginning stages of organics, when you think back 20, 25 years ago, when we started to see organic produce in our supermarkets, it had wormholes. It wasn't as pretty as it was, and people really, you know, shied away from it. So now even the organic producers, you know, are trying to make apples that are perfect and so on because we're not going to buy them otherwise.
Yeah, it's just amazing how superficial we are. We're buying food the way we want to buy relationships. Let's have the best-looking guy, the best-looking woman around.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, we're trying to pick out, as you can tell by the theme here, we're picking out ways to help you. Maybe we're directing you, Phil's directing you in to a particular way of thinking about how it is that you shop and where you shop and why you shop at these places. And that brings me back around to something I suggested a while ago, shopping online. How the heck does that work if you can't see the food, you can't touch it, you can't smell it? How do you know it's going to be any good?
Well, I think that online food shopping, and Peapod started the whole thing now over 25 years ago in Chicago, it's never grown substantially. And here's the reason, that we're not smart when it comes to online food shopping. What we need is we need to realize that you can't buy everything from one source. Even the way I described the way I shop before, you know, I'm going to multiple stores and that's the way people do it. So online is perfect if, you know, just imagine this. You never want to run out of bottled water or Coca-Cola or toilet paper or paper towels, big, bulky things that are brand names that you trust, that you love, that you don't change. Buy those online so you don't have to deal with it. There's online services. And by the way, Amazon.com is one of the biggest food retailers that exists. And
really?
Check out the prices on Amazon. They're great for our foodstuffs.
So if they ship you this stuff.
Yep, they ship it to you. And you're going to save money and everything else. So, you know, buy a case of Bounty paper towels from them. You'll save money and so on. And then when you're going into the supermarket, what you need to do is just focus on the fresh foods or the meats or the produce items, those that you really want to choose yourself. And you're going to get rid of probably at least a third to 50% of what's on your shopping list. And you're going to be able to spend more time on the items that really matter.
See, I'm a firm believer in when you are moved to buy something, sometimes people are even motivated when they're hungry. Okay, time to go to the supermarket, I'm hungry.
Yep.
And you see all these other things, and the lost leader stuff, whether it's Bounty or any of these toilet products, all of these things are so overpriced in comparison to if you shop around what you can get them for, but it's easy. It's handy. I'm thinking about it now, so I'll take it with me because now I'm in the store. And it's just not practical.
Wrong answer.
What's the wrong answer?
Wrong answer. Don't make it easy.
Oh.
Think about it. Plan it.
Yeah.
Right. So that, you know, you're never going to run out of those things that you don't want to run out of and use, whether it's Amazon or Peapod or...
Amazing.
There's now aisle 50.
All right, hold on. Bill Leppard here.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel Milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation, as combat wounded Purple Heart recipients, are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
In the food business, part of the Good Day Weekend component is Phil Lempert's visit with us, focusing on the food you eat, where you get it, how you make your decisions. And if you go to supermarketguru.com, check out their daily news flash, get Phil's hits and misses delivered straight to your inbox every day. He reviews a lot of new products and thus a focus on some of the new things. You were at this food nutrition, the school nutrition meeting this week, and you came across what new products?
Well, the interesting thing is there's been a lot of controversy about pizza being served in schools.
Yes.
Is tomato a serving? So I expected this year, you know, far less pizza. Oh, my God. There's like 35 different pizzas, everybody from Pizza Hut to Domino's to different pizzas, some of,
really?
Most of which are good. And what they've done is they've reduced the sodium. They're using low-fat cheese and, you know, whole grain crust.
Yeah.
So, you know, pizza was clearly the number one product. But the hit of the show, I love this. It is such common sense. It is brilliant. From Pepperidge Farm, you know those little goldfish that you'll see at parties or at bars and so on?
Okay. Yeah.
And kids love goldfish. So what they've done is they've made bread, you know, the size of a piece of white bread,
yeah,
of a goldfish. It is whole grain, no high fructose corn syrup. It is crustless because kids don't like the crust. It is a big goldfish to make sandwiches on. It is brilliant. I looked at that and said, I should have thought of this. Called Doug. We could have gone in business on this. They can't make enough to supply all the schools who want this stuff.
My God. Isn't that amazing? How people stumble into that.
It's great. It's great. You know, and just common sense. And when you think about, you know, how many of those products are out there,
yeah,
whether it be for kids or for adults, that, you know, we love, that with a little tweaking could be made even bigger and better and, yeah, more successful.
You know, I'm become, you, Phil Lempert, have made me a better consumer and a better shopper. And I'm more critical now of the things that I might not have been critical before. Even in my own world as a dairy farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, I don't always look at some of the products. I know what I'm selling and what we're making in the store, ice cream and cheeses and the raw milk and that sort of thing. But because of your leadership and because of your influence on me, now I do look at labels. And I think more and more people need to understand the labels. You're a consumer. Why would you subject yourself? For example, I'm looking at Edie's ice cream. You know, I'm a big ice cream person.
Yep.
And Edie's doesn't make ice cream anymore. They make frozen dairy desserts. If you go online and you look at what is a frozen dairy dessert, I'm looking at a... here's a gallon of their mint brownie. They have Toll House chips in this supposedly vanilla ice frozen dairy dessert, which is basically, it isn't ice cream at all. This is the dumbing down of these all-American favorites. Breyers has Oreo cookies and cream. And if you look on the carton, it says frozen dairy dessert. It is not ice cream.
Well, it's just like American cheese.
Yeah, it's not American.
American
it's
cheese
not,
cheese.
Not cheese.
It's dairy, it's cheese food. It's cheese product.
Garbage.
It's all because of the regulations that, yeah, are good, that are in place by the government, yeah, that determines what ice cream is.
Yeah.
And that's the amount of butter fat that's in it.
Yeah.
And bottom line is, you know, consumers better read that label because, well, you think you're buying ice,
right,
cream.
Right. You see that label, Breyers, that equals ice cream. Edie's, or Eddie's, or however, that equals ice cream. And it is an ice cream. So the old caveat emptor, buyer beware. Check out Phil's site, the new info that's there all the time, supermarketguru.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects that it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.